It's good to be here in the house of our Heavenly Father. And I love you guys wholeheartedly. I would like to call the thought today, Agape. God's perfect kind of love. There is a characteristic, there is an aspect about God's perfect kind of love that is not easily understood. And the reason for that kind of love not being fully and more clearly understood is because it's not mentioned enough. It's actually the truth that you and me know, get to know, that can set you and me free, according to John 8:31. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And because when mentioned this kind of love, people don't like this aspect of this agape, this part of God's perfect kind of love, you can hardly, and it's because it's not easily understood, you can hardly hear, speak of it. And that is also the reason why it could not be easily understood, because it's not spoken of it enough. This kind of love is found in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 4. We'll be reading from verse 4 to 11. This is Sondervan's New International Version. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses son? It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as a children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate nor true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while, as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained in it." We could see here in verse 11 that the apostle didn't like it at first. He says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. But at the end, he understood its purpose, and that was to perfect him. It was to make him better and to train him, preparing him for the work of the ministry. When he says, later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Not everyone who disagrees with us is because they hate us. I'd like to give you an example. Does your parents, when they rebuke you, chastise you? Let's go a little bit further. When they punish you, do they punish you because they hate you? On the contrary, they have their best interest for you or well-being. They want the best for you. It's because they love you that they do it. And this is the example that God himself gives in verse 5 on the second part, when it shows that God is speaking, and in verse 6 where God is speaking. "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the ones he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as son. We are really his children. If he will, if we are really his children, he will correct us and disciplines us with no exception. Because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastises everyone he accepts as his son. I would like to close the thought today reading the verse, two verses from 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. And then, as I learn, the lesson will be yours. All scripture is good. Is God-breathed. And is useful for teaching, for rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped. He's painful, but he produces the fruit of righteousness. This love should be spoken more of. It's this agape love. This is the perfecting side of God's love. The day that you're willing to believe and be baptized into Christ, that will be the day that you will have all your sins forgiven. And he will begin a good work in your life that he will perfect until the day of Christ. Why don't you come? Believe and be baptized. Let us pray for you. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Why don't you come as we stand and sing this song? Thank you so much for your patience.